Good morning. 7:31, May 31, 2016. 7:31, first day. First day that's not a holiday, that's not school, that's not chores, that's not claimed. Tuesday. I have to remember to put the milk order out. That's it. And I may have to make a grocery run later. I'm not sure. That's it. I'll have to fix dinner. I have to fix breakfast because I'm really hungry. I'm really hungry. But the graduation that kept me from Balticon is over. Younger progeny has emerged, had a birthday, was graduated. We had my father-in-law drove out from Ohio to spend a couple days with us, which was very welcome, but also a very serious time sink. It pretty much precluded my doing anything like walking or working or anything like that. The graduation, the weather has been horrible. We did have clear weather for the graduation itself. It was raining right up until noon on graduation day. The graduation party on Sunday, which coincided with her birthday, it was raining and thundering an hour before the pool party, but it broke off and it was windy, it was overcast, but there was not an active thunderstorm going on. It had moved by, and the clouds actually broke open. There was a little bit of sunlight just before sunset. Oh, the party ran till 10 o'clock. It's been very difficult for me to get to bed before 10 o'clock. Last night I thought it was 9:30 and it was actually 10:30 before I went to bed. I need to do better because I need to have my wits about me. So today is a work day, and what am I going to work on? I'm going to work on Milk Run. I'm going to work on the edits for Ashes Born. I got the proofs back on the paperbacks in time to give one to my father-in-law and send him home with it. He was certain he didn't have all the books, so he called, and sure enough, he has all the books. I was pretty sure he did, because I'm pretty sure. My wife made me send him some. So, much enthusiasm, much excitement. Woo. So yeah, I want to get to, I gotta get home, I gotta get some breakfast. 9 o'clock, my phone is going to alarm. It's going to beep and tell me I need to be working. And I intend to be working. 9 to noon. Because I have a lot of work that needs to be done, and I don't have anybody complaining about I needing to do something with them, for them, against them. I have my noise machine, my earphones. I don't expect to get 5,000 words today. I don't. I need to go back through Milk Run and find out where I am with it, so I can push it forward again. And I have no idea where this story is going. I don't know why, from a story standpoint, I don't know why they're there. From a world building standpoint, I need them there so that I can discover how this world works. And this is early. This is, I'm trying to think of in the chronology. I think Ishmael must be first mate. On the Tinker. Because it's 5 Stanyards after he left Port Newmar. And so it's enough time for him to have gone through third mate and second mate and make it to first mate. So, yeah, I need to figure out. So far, they're on the run. So far, they've had a little bit of success. I need to have them have a little bit of a setback. And I need them to be at a particular place, which they are not yet at. We'll find it. We will find this story. And I've faith. I have serious faith. bunk post. Yeah, for those who've, I've had a couple of questions about the monk post lately. If you go to nathanlowell.com/TOMMW, there's actually a link right in the main navigation for Monk Pole, which is what I used to call it to begin with, was Monk Pole. But Harlan called me on that after seeing a picture of it and said, that's not a pole, that's a post. Pole is much taller. And I think I agreed with him, so I started calling it the Monk Post. I don't know, a couple years ago, maybe. But it's a post stuck in the middle of a double-wide sidewalk to keep motorists from motoring on the sidewalk through the residential area. And it's a reflector on it, which is what you hear me slap every morning. Most mornings. This last week has been pretty tough because of all of the stuff going on at the house. But I need to get the groove moving. I need to get into the rut so that I don't have to think about it. It's like, okay, 7 o'clock is time for walk, 8 o'clock is time for breakfast, 9 o'clock is time for work, 12 o'clock is time for lunch, 1 o'clock is time for work. 4 o'clock is time to fix supper. 'Kid apparently did not have to work today. Let's see what the day brings. That is a big fifth wheel. I'm just looking down one of the streets here, and there is a monster. A three-axle fifth wheel being hauled by a club cab Chevy with it's a monster truck. I'm not quite sure what the advantage of having that over a motorhome might be. Gas mileage. But it looks like they're primed and ready to go for a serious outing. Probably just taking it up to the mountains to park it for the summer. Drive up on the weekends. odd. The lady pulled up to stop signing it. Backed up. Not exactly sure why. Oop, run the bunny. I'm almost back. So today hasn't been terribly interesting. It's probably not going to be very interesting as I'm approaching this in a very uninspired fashion, trying to get myself back together. Watching the Balticon feeds come through, it looks like it was it looks like it was pretty much what it was. It was first time in the new hotel. There was a massive amount of room mess up. I saw that Allison's programs were both canceled because no room that the Geek Radio Daily live recording got canceled because there was no room. The rooms were double booked with panels. And that's... apparently there are a lot of bars in this hotel. I kept hearing about first floor bar, fifth floor bar. We'll see how it goes. Next year will be a new year. What have I got coming up? I don't have anything in June. I've got something in July. Something in August. Something in September. Mile High Con is in October. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.